glad we're going to know him. We're going to see him as he is.
Yeah.
And when we get to the other side, we'll see him as he is.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. Those nail scars still going to be there, Brother Jerry.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm glad that's a sign of the promise that he made to us, the covenant that he made when he left this world.
Yeah.
That he's going to prepare a place and he's coming back again.
Yeah.
Amen. Where he is, what we are.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
If you got your Bibles, when we turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Went to prayer meeting last night and had a good time. And this scripture was on my mind, just come to me out of the blue last night, and it's not left. And I feel like that's where the Lord wants us to have our message from tonight. And, we're going to be reading just a little bit here. Let me find my starting spot here. Let's go down to verse 8. My thought will be taken from verse 13, but going down to verse 8 in chapter 11 of Hebrews. It said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. He went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him, as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Listen, pay close attention to this next verse. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, in heaven. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared for them a city. Amen. That's as far as we're going to read. Just like I said, Jesus went to prepare a place. Amen. The Bible says here that God went to prepare a place. Amen. For those that have gone on before and for us as well.
Yeah.
We know this part of the Bible to be called the Hall of Faith or the Roll Call of Faith, the Heroes of Faith, the Faith chapter, just like we have the Love chapter in 1 Corinthians 13. Amen. And the Shepherd chapter in Psalms 23. We have the Faith chapter here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this talks about beginning on this, before I even read any of this, it talks about faith and some of the people such as Noah, Enoch, Abel, and then it went down to Abraham and talks about his faith for a while. It continues to go on a little bit further. And I began to think about this scripture in verse 13. It says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises. Amen. I don't know if beforehand they knew that when they got in this race, amen, that they weren't going to receive or partake of the promises that God had promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I don't know if they knew that if they set on this journey, they would not be able to partake of these things. I said there in verse 8 that Abraham forsook his own land. Amen. And he went forward, going to a different country where he didn't know where he was going. Amen. Amen. And I begin to think about these things that all these people that we have read about, and some that come before that, they died in faith, didn't even get to touch the promise.
Right. Amen.
Amen. We know that Abraham went to the promised land for a little while. Amen. And then after him, the seed of Isaac come out and the seed of Jacob come out. And we find Moses and them in the wilderness having to find their way from Egypt back to the promised land somehow. They had gotten out of the promised land and they had to be led back. Abraham wasn't with Moses. That was generations after his time. Isaac wasn't with Moses. Jacob wasn't with Moses. Joseph wasn't with Moses. It was after Joseph died. Amen. That another Pharaoh rose which knew not Joseph. And from that Pharaoh, amen. Moses came from that part of the book in Exodus, in that part of the Bible. Amen. These all died in faith, not having received the promises. And I want you to notice the other part of this verse. It says, but having seen them afar off. Amen. And it said that they were persuaded of them.
Yeah.
And it said that they embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They had a better place, a better city, whose foundations were not made with hands, and it was whose foundations were not made with hands, and it was built and prepared by God.
Yeah.
Amen. Ain't that a wonderful thing? Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what pushed them on. That's what allowed them. That's what allowed Abraham to go up to Mount Moriah and take his son, only son Isaac, with him. Amen. And raise the knife to that boy. Amen. And nearly sacrifice his body. Amen. To God, when the angel stayed his hand and said, "Do no harm to the lad."
Yeah.
Abraham knew that he was able. God was even able to raise him from the dead.
Amen.
Why was that? Because, amen, it says a little bit further down that Abraham himself was considered dead, amen, as far as being able to produce any seed. He himself was 90-something years old, 100 years old. Amen. He knew that if God could plant something of life in that dead person, amen, being himself and his wife Sarah, then surely he could raise him from the dead to fulfill that promise that he had gave him, that he would bless his seed, and they would be just as the sand of the sea, and countless and innumerable for the stars of the sky.
Amen.
Me and my dad's been deer hunting this past week, and every morning it's been clear, just as you could see 1,000 stars in the sky if you wanted to. Amen. You can't even count them stars. You know, I know NASA and all them's got all them telescopes. Amen. Every day it seems like they're finding something new about the universe or whatever they think they are. Amen. But I tell you what, they can't count the stars in the sky.
Yeah.
If they wanted to, they can't count the sand on the sea.
Right.
Amen. And they can't count, amen, the multitudes of people that is in the family of God.
Right.
Amen. Not only by Abraham's seed, the Jew. Amen. But by you and I, the family that have been grafted in.
Yeah.
Amen. Through Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Abraham was able to endure.
Amen.
Amen. Not having embraced the promise, but being able to see that.
Yeah. Right.
Couldn't touch it, but he was able to see it afar off. And the Bible talks about hope. The Bible says that Abraham hoped against hope.
Amen.
Now, that's hard to explain. But I've felt that before.
Yeah.
To me, it's almost like I'm going to hope against all odds that something's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. He hoped against all odds. I mean, think about it. He himself was considered dead, not young enough to produce a son, but all of a sudden there he was. Amen. And God had been able to protect him from sacrificing him, and all these other things that Abraham had went through and seen in his own life. Amen. He himself was considered as dead, but God, amen, was able to make a promise to him.
Amen.
He didn't get to touch it and embrace that promise, but he got to see it afar off. And the one thing that keeps going around in my mind, it said there in verse 13 that they, having seen them afar off, were persuaded of them and embraced them.
Yeah.
If I had a thought to title this message, it would be "Embrace the Promises."
Yeah.
Amen. When you think about that on the way up here, you know, to embrace something. Amen. You can think of an embrace. You think of somebody just hugging one another, hugging each other's neck. Amen. But I think of a hold tightly. Amen. When I get home from work or whatever and I see my wife and we embrace, we give each other a tight hug and happy to see you, glad to see you. Amen. And that's what Abraham and the rest of them done. They held fast. They held tightly.
Yeah.
Amen. The promise that they seen afar off.
Yeah.
Amen. How that applies for me and you today, Christians. Amen. It's that when we see God's promises that He's promised us, hey, that He's going to come back again someday. Amen. That all this stuff in the world is going to be corrected, and we're going to have a ruler. Amen. That's going to rule with a rod of iron.
Right.
And there ain't going to be nothing else out of sorts. We won't have to worry about riots in the streets.
Yeah.
Amen. We won't have to worry about any of that stuff. Amen. That's the kind of promise me and you got to look for.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. No more pain. No more death. No more sickness, no more having to go to the funeral homes. The funeral homes will be out of business.
Yeah.
Amen. When we get to that city that God has built and made, amen, for me and you.
Amen.
That's what we got to look forward to.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. We get our eyes on everything right in the here and now. Amen. We begin to worry about things that are going on in the world. We hear on the news and all this stuff. That's the temporary stuff. That's the things that are going on right here and now.
Yeah.
Amen. But we need to have a vision that goes beyond that.
Yeah.
To be able to see what's going on in the future.
Uh-huh.
Be able to know that we can embrace that regardless of what happens around us.
That's right.
Amen. I preached a while back. having a spiritual vision, having a long-term vision. I believe Brother Randy was here. I don't know if it's a revival or what. But that reminds me of this. Amen. Don't get your eyes caught up on the things that are going on right now. Amen. The Bible says when you see these things, look up. Your redemption draw nigh. He said, don't look at the things. He said, look up and get your eyes on the right direction. Amen. And embrace the promise that lies before us, ahead of us. Amen. Instead of the things that's trying to block the way on the way to the promise.
Amen.
Bless blessed Lord.
Moses got too worried about the things that were going on in the wilderness.
Yeah.
He began to see the problems. He began to see the complaining, the murmuring. I believe it got it down a little bit.
Yeah. Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Amen. We find that when God had told him to speak to the rock that the water would come out, he got angry, and in his anger, he took the staff and he smote the rock.
Yeah.
Now, he smote the rock before because God told him to way on back before that, but this time he didn't tell him to do that.
Right.
And because of his disobedience, because he got a little bitty thing called Israel in his mind, he got frustrated.
Yeah.
Amen. It caused him not to be able to go into the promised land.
Yeah.
He could only see the promise afar off. Never able to enter in. Oh, to be so miserable. Amen. To be able to see the promise afar off and never be able to get there. Amen. Why? Because you let the world take you down with it. How you let the world drag you down. You let the world dictate what you should do and what you should not do in your life. Hey, instead of God, the Bible says we ought to obey God rather than man every single time. God will be right.
Yeah.
Bible says let God be true and every man a liar.
That's right. Amen.
We need to choose God.
Yeah.
Amen. We need to follow God.
Yeah.
Amen. Not just for right now. I'm one of the world's worst to get worried about what's going to happen in a week from now or a month from now and start looking at schedules and calendars. Amen. Instead of being able to just live in the moment with God and say, God, everything's going to work out.
Yeah.
Amen. How would you like to fellowship with me today? What would you like for me to do so that we can have a closer relationship?
Yeah.
Amen.
Everything else is pulling for your attention and grabbing for your attention. And it's so easy to get caught up in that.
Yeah.
So there's very much little of yourself left to give the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Man, I know what I'm talking about. Been there.
That's right.
Amen. Been there, done that. Amen. But Abraham and the rest of them that was mentioned, even some more that was mentioned later on, Daniel and Gideon and some of the other ones. Amen. They saw the promises afar off. They embraced them. And they pressed toward that mark. Amen.
Yeah.
Paul tells us even himself, he had that kind of vision.
Yeah.
He had that kind of desire.
Yeah.
That walk with the Lord so much so that he said, brethren, in Philippians 4:13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Amen. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward. Amen. He said, I press toward, not backward. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. I will say, it's him to take hold of the plow and look back. He's not fit for the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
Amen. There ain't no place to look back. Amen. We know what happened when Lot's wife looked back.
Yeah.
Amen. She turned into a pillar of salt.
That's right.
Amen.
Man, there was no more future for her. There was no more promise for her.
Right.
There was no more deliverance and redemption for her. That was it. God cut her off.
Yeah.
Because she looked back to this world.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
I mean, you don't need to be looking back.
That's right.
Where we've been.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say, you know, the history, amen, we learn from our history so we don't repeat the same mistakes. I understand that. We don't dwell in the history.
That's right.
Yeah. We don't dwell in the past. They're there for our learning. The Bible even talks about the scriptures were there written for our learning and our understanding. But amen, that's not something we dwell in.
Yeah.
We go forward, amen, with God. God's not going backwards. God is going forward. This world keeps turning. It's turning forward. It's not turning backward. Yes, we may have turned our clocks backwards last weekend, but that's something that's man-made.
Amen.
Never in the Word of God did it tell man to turn their clocks backwards. I don't know where they got that from, why they do that. Many of us are frustrated with that. Why don't you just leave it alone and leave it where it is and everything will be all right.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what people do.
Yeah.
That's man's devices. That's man's the ways that they come up with. Amen. But we really need to be in touch with the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. And go forward to the promises.
That's
and embrace the promises. Hold fast. Hold them tightly to your bosom.
That's right.
Because that's what's going to get you through.
That's right.
Amen. Melissa told me this morning it's had at a good Sunday school meeting talking about hope being the anchor of the soul. And, Caleb preached on that not too long ago about the hope.
Yeah.
Amen. Being the anchor of the soul. That's what's going to keep us anchored to the rock.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
That hope that we have in embracing the promise that Christ is going to come back and redeem us unto Himself.
That's right.
Amen. Away from this place. Us as Christians have lost touch with that. Amen. Yeah. The election's going on and the economy and all this other stuff. Amen. This is the same world that we've always lived in.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's always going to have its troubles.
Yeah.
But God is still in control of it all.
That's right.
Amen. He's the one we need to have our eyes on.
That's right.
Amen. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 over there, it's talking about laying hold on eternal life.
Yeah.
Hebrews later on, or maybe it's chapter 2 somewhere in there, it talks about holding fast to your profession of faith.
Yeah.
A lot of places talk about that. Why? Because they've been there and they know what's coming up.
Yeah. Yeah.
They know that the promise of God is true. Amen. That it's going to happen. Amen. Peter and James, John, all of them said we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. Saw Him resurrected, saw Him raised from the dead. Hey, they knew that if they held on, that there'd be a mansion, a promise waiting of a better place for them after a while.
Yeah.
And a supreme king to rule over it all.
Amen.
I mean, they knew what they were talking about. And they wrote it down. And God preserved it through the centuries of time. Amen. Thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah.
Amen. Have went and gone. But God's Word is still preserved and remains true for me and you to know that there's something that's going to anchor us. Amen. To God. Amen. If we just hold on to it.
That's right. Amen.
The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Amen. Jerry preached, I believe it was last Sunday. Maybe it was before that. I can't remember. He preached in Acts about the same time, two different messages, about the man that was laid at the gate. And he was begging alms. And it said that he was looking to Peter and John, and he was expecting to receive something of him.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Has your expectation been cut off? You still expecting heaven? Anybody in here still expecting to go to heaven one day?
Yeah.
Right. Amen. We as Christians need to remember that and hold that fast.
Yeah.
Amen. Anchor that.
Yeah.
Amen. To our heart.
Yeah. Amen.
And not let go of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Embrace the promise that lies ahead.
Yeah.
Don't look at the things that are going on right now. Those things are temporary. I mean, if we put our eternal soul on the line for a temporary thing, man, it's not going to last.
That's right.
Amen. We're going to find ourselves falling short. We need to place our hope on the things that are eternal. Colossians 3 tells us not to place don't think about the things on the earth, but think about the things that are in heaven. They're eternal, and that won't fade away.
That's right.
This world's going to fade away one day after a while.
Sure is. Yeah.
Amen. But if we got our hope in Jesus, we'll live forever and ever.
That's
With Him ruling and reigning as King.
That's right.
Amen. I feel like I've cleared my heart tonight. I appreciate everybody's attention. I'm going to ask David if he'll come and give us a song. Amen. If you need, amen, a talk with the Lord, if you need a refresher in the faith, amen, that you need maybe to have a better vision of the future and of the promises, amen, right here is the best place to have a talk with Jesus to make everything right.
Amen.
As you sing.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments polished? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood?